Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I startle you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize for startling you and for the short notice, but I am pleased to meet you. I am the replacement of your regular attendant. Oh, I'm surprised you asked. She's doing well, and this arrangement is permanent, I believe. Right? I thought so. Well, she has been terminated permanently. From what I hear, it was primarily due to breaching policy and misusing company property. You see, turned out that she fell pregnant during one of your many encounters, which is a clear violation of your trust. Attendants are expected to conduct in a professional manner and forego any cardinal desires in order to protect the interests of our investors and stakeholders. As you know, and are probably well aware of, you are one of the two dozen or so of active fertile males left. While the process of artificial fertilization has developed at an astonishing rate, many still seek the natural form of procreation, like ourselves. With all that being said, I would like to say that I will try my absolute hardest to keep you sharp, healthy, and satisfied. The computer has cross-referenced your aesthetic and sexual preferences with your adult browsing history and the brain scans that were gathered while you slept. And apparently, I have been the number one choice. Is a 97.6% match. However, I would still like you to confirm your sexual preferences on the following. You like women with wide birthing hips and a large ass and thighs, right? Thought so. So, like medium to large mammaries, right? Oh, good. You like long, silky hair, especially when it's dark blonde or a light brown, right? Good, because that's what I have. You also like full lips. A submissive demeanor, right? I also hear that you prefer to take a woman very aggressively from behind, which is good because I just love to be ravaged. Additionally, you use derogatory language to assert dominance and escape further stimulation, which I don't mind being called or a slut, or even a cunt, while you're fucking me. But your most common line being, "Who's your daddy, bitch?" I must say, I've heard a lot about fertile men like you, but I never imagined you being this animal-like. With no insults intended, I feel like you're more dog than human. Yeah. Fascinating, to say the least. In any case, it is time for your morning relief. And I think I would like to orally service you But if you insist on penetration, please limit the use of my asshole.